First of all, thank you for the presentation. It is a lot of information and it is a lot to wrap your mind around. So if you wanted to learn more about this on your like free time, you know, if I was just, you know, wanting to enhance my skills as a, you know, citizen or as a, maybe for whatever reason, because I'm not all there. What would you suggest a person? How does you know? How does a person that doesn't sit on a board learn about this? It's forget about it. You have to get a degree in finance or a master's, probably. Okay, it's way more complicated than what you could possibly answer. Moises, Dr. Aguirre, would you like to chime in on that?
In terms of that question, there are some resources available online. There's some white papers that have been developed as kind of guides for what I would characterize as kind of a basic understanding.
Just for
a,
yeah.
This is how it was established. There's some white papers available online.
Okay, that's good to know.
You're a financial advisor at CDIAC.
Right.
Well, CDIAC, California Debt Investment Advisory Commission. He was just letting me know that they have some information also. It's difficult because every CFD is run by the rating method, and so you have to know that what you're reading, whether you're reading something globally, what the statute says, or whether you're reading something specific to that RMA, it can be different.
Is there some CFDs that have to, or it has to be determined by an election? Is there ever that case?
At formation, every CFD is
by a formal ballot?
Yeah, there is a ballot.
Yes, of the people that, and so if it's only owned by the bank or the property owner, who at the time of the formation may only be the bank, that would be the only voter on that ballot?
We have to go to the register of voters, and if there's 12 or less registered voters, it's a vote per acre.
Oh,
so when we come in front of you and say we had one ballot and there was 298 votes, it's because there was 298 acres or 288 acres, or it's a vote per acre. But if there's over 12 registered voters, then it is a vote by registered voter.
I read something about that, but I wasn't sure how it fit in this, you know, in our little world. But so when really. You talked about the district making a determination that we would either charge upfront or not. And I really feel like that's sort of really not our decision. It's more on the developers and the city that authorizes them to develop that area. Would you say that? Because we don't have a vote in that determination, do we?
You have the vote in the fact that you're allowing the CFD to be formed.
Oh, so we have, but that's after the fact, isn't it? I mean, the developer's already got the land and is going to build on it, and then we come in and say, okay, we'll do a CFD, or are we actually on the front end somehow? I mean, I know we did number 20, but I, for some reason, was thinking it was already being, in, you know, a go.
CFD 20 did have all of its discretionary approvals, and it came to the district and requested a CFD be formed.
So they already had the green light to develop it.
From the city, yes.
Right. That's what I'm trying to say. It's really a determination by the city to either say we're not going to do Melrose or we're going to do development. Isn't that correct?
I think the city's authorizing the development of the dwelling units, but the developer still comes to us and asks for participation in the mitigation agreement and the formation of a community facilities district.
So what happens if we tell them no?
We get a fraction of the funds and we don't have the facility funds available to them.
Because it isn't the developer's decision to either charge up front because their prices are encompassing the cost of those fees and then pay them on behalf of the homeowners or not?
Yes.
So they could make everybody's life easier by doing all that development with fees included and charge it out.
What's difficult? What's difficult is that the district lost their ability to mitigate with developers, and we are only allowed to collect a level one fee as of today that is a fraction of what you actually need.
And how did we lose that?
The developers went to Sacramento and fought for this.
So, in other words, we, as public education entities, have really, by the legal, by the legislation that was approved at, in Sacramento, have been asked to be able to raise the funds to build schools or keep them in repair or whatever, on a local level, determination. Thank you. So my first question was on the example of $3,000. So that was just like an example. That wasn't a bill. So is that on page, I think it might be 2016 or something, where you were showing a per unit obligation or something? I think one of them was $12,000. Is that like an average what somebody can expect to pay over the term of their... Is there an average?
I think the only average I showed was for modernization, and in the prior years I provided you with an average, and so
okay.
I didn't want to take information.
I won't let you do that. I'll go back and look at my other notes. I think that was probably all. The pooling and the greater interest rate, that makes total sense. So if we wanted to put, so we've already issued bonds against the future raising of funds through the tax, right? That's what the 1 through 15 pooling of funds, we've been out and obligated those future taxes against us.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Tarantino.
I have one more question.
Nice to see you.
Earlier this evening, we heard Mr. Broyles talk about the fact that we use CFD funds as an open checking account to pay for other departments or programs. Is that something that you could address, or is that something that maybe staff can address?
I think it would be best for staff.
Exactly. Ms. Michael, would you like to address that for us, please? Thank you.
Yes, of course. So, for cash flow purposes, the CFDs, if there is borrowing that occur from the CFDs, there are other avenues that some districts have that they can issue a TRAN, they can borrow funds from the county treasury, but those options are only available if you have no other alternatives within your district and you don't have the funds in any other fund of your district. So that is what both the County Office of Education for their TRAN and also the County Treasury look at as the first step that the district needs to take. It is also much cheaper for the district to borrow between funds because issuing a TRAN, the interest rate would be much greater, I believe.
Thank you. I just want to remind the audience to be respectful and quiet when we have people talking.
Could you also explain why that happened? You talk about cash flow, but why would a district need cash flow?
So probably one of the biggest, one of the most glaring examples I can state is the fact that for our payroll, we're paying usually the third week of the month, and districts generally don't get their apportionments until the state sometimes doesn't get your apportionment until the very last day of the month, and so there's a gap between when we have to make our biggest payment, which is our payroll, and the apportionment that's issued by the state.
And so when we're borrowing money from the CFDs or the no-roots funds, that's for what, about a week, and then we pay it back? How does that happen? How does it work?
So it really depends on what the cash flow is at the time and the apportionments that are coming in. That is the attempt that is made. But certainly the largest pieces of the apportionments and property taxes come in December and April, and that is when the largest repayments are made. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And to be clear, thank you, Mr. Tarantino, Dr. Gary, and Ms. Michael, Those payments are repaid with interest, correct?
That is correct. We pay them with the same interest rate that's paid by the county treasury.
And to do any other type of, like you mentioned, trans and other obligations to cover cash flow is extremely costly, isn't it?
So the interest rate on a trend would be greater than what we have to pay the other funds from the county treasury, the interest rate that's used for the county treasury, yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ms. Carter. We appreciate your presentation. All right, so now we will go to M5,